Hello, this is your daily dose of news from On Manorama. I'm your host Vishnu, and these are the major news stories of Monday, April 15th, 2024. Donald Trump made history on Monday by becoming the first former president to face a criminal trial when jury selection began in Manhattan in a case involving hush money paid to porn star Stormy Daniels. A Delhi court extended Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's judicial custody in the excise policy case to April 23rd. US President Joe Biden warned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu the US will not take part in a counteroffensive against Iran, an option Netanyahu's war cabinet favors after a mass drone and missile attack on Israeli territory. The India Meteorological Department said India was likely to experience above normal rainfall in the 2024 monsoon season, with La Nina conditions likely to set in by August-September. PM Modi, addressing a rally in Kerala's Thrissur, said 10 years of NDA rule was only a trailer and that there was more to be done for Kerala. Meanwhile, the Congress's Rahul Gandhi said in Wayanad that India didn't get freedom to be colonized by RSS ideology. Let's get into the details. Donald Trump became the first former president to face a criminal trial on Monday when jury selection began in Manhattan in a case involving hush money paid to porn star Stormy Daniels, with the US election looming in less than 7 months as he seeks a return to the White House. Trump has three other criminal cases that are bogged down by legal wrangling and may not occur before the election, in which he is a Republican candidate challenging Democratic President Joe Biden. Two of the other cases concern his attempts to overturn his 2020 election defeat, and one involves his retention of classified documents after leaving office in 2021. He is accused of falsifying records to cover up a $130,000 payment he arranged to be made by his then-lawyer and fixer Michael Cohen to Daniels in the waning days of the 2016 presidential campaign to buy her silence about a 2006 sexual encounter she has said she had had with him at a Lake Tahoe hotel. Trump has denied any such relationship. A conviction would not prevent Trump from running for or taking office. A Delhi court on Monday extended till April 23rd the judicial custody of Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in a money laundering case linked to the alleged excise scam. The Enforcement Directorate sought extension of Kejriwal's custody by 14 days, saying the investigation was at a crucial stage. The judge extended custody, noting that the judicial custody of some of the co-accused persons in the case, including BRS leader K. Kavita, is ending on that date. The court had on April 1st sent Kejriwal to judicial custody till April 15th in the case. The Enforcement Directorate has accused the Aam Aadmi Party leader of being involved in the entire conspiracy of Delhi liquor scam in drafting and implementation of the policy, for favoring and benefiting from the quid pro, receiving kickbacks, and eventually using part of proceeds of crime generated out of the scheduled offense in the campaign for Goa assembly elections. US President Joe Biden warned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu the US will not take part in a counteroffensive against Iran, an option Netanyahu's war cabinet favors after a mass drone and missile attack on Israeli territory, according to officials. The threat of open warfare erupting between the arch Middle East foes and dragging in the United States put the region on edge, triggering calls for restraint from global powers and Arab nations. The Middle East is on the brink. The people of the region are confronting a real danger of a devastating full-scale conflict. Now is the time to defuse and de-escalate, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres told a Security Council meeting called on Sunday in response to the strikes. Biden told Netanyahu the US would not participate in any Israeli counteroffensive against Iran over the attack, a White House official said. Iran launched the attack over an Israeli strike on its embassy compound in Syria on April 1st that killed top Revolutionary Guards commanders and followed months of clashes between Israel and Iran's regional allies triggered by the war in Gaza. However, the attack by more than 300 missiles and drones caused only modest damage in Israel. Most were shot down by Israel's Iron Dome defense system and with help from the US, Britain, France, and Jordan. The India Meteorological Department said on Monday, India is likely to receive above-average monsoon rainfall in 2024 in a potential boost for the country, which depends heavily on the summer rains for its farm output. The lifeblood of India's economy delivers nearly 70% of the rain needed to water crops and recharge reservoirs and aquifers, with nearly half of its farmland without any irrigation depending on the June-September rains to grow a number of crops. The monsoon, which usually arrives over the southern tip of Kerala around June 1st and retreats in mid-September, is expected to total 106% of the long-term average this year, said M. Ravichandran, secretary in the Ministry of Earth Sciences. India badly needs good monsoon rains as below normal rainfall in 2023 depleted reservoir levels and hit food production. The government responded by imposing curbs on exports of sugar, rice, onions and wheat. Resuming exports depend on how quickly production recovers in 2024, which is not possible without good monsoon rainfall. IMD Chief Mrityunjay Mohapatra said El Nino was weakening and it would enter a neutral stage by the time the monsoon sets in. La Nina, which increases rainfall in India, would then set in by August, he added. A day after the BJP released its election manifesto with a slew of promises, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said on Monday that what was witnessed in the last decade of NDA rule was merely a trailer, asserting more was yet to be done for Kerala and the nation's progress and solicited the support of the southern state for the BJP-led alliance in the Lok Sabha polls. Addressing an election meeting organized by the NDA at Kundamkulam in Thrissur, Modi also attacked Rahul Gandhi, who is presently in Kerala to campaign for the Lok Sabha polls, accusing the Congress leader of being unable to protect his family's seat in Uttar Pradesh and being silent on the Karavanur bank scam. He said it will be a year of progress in Kerala and referred to the various promises and development programs mentioned in the BJP's manifesto called Modi Ki Guarantee that was released on Sunday. He also criticized the Congress over the support offered to it by the Social Democratic Party of India, the political arm of the banned Popular Front of India, for the Lok Sabha elections. Modi claimed that it was he who initiated an enforcement directorate probe into the Karavanur bank scam, and now he was taking legal advice on how the money of the depositors could be returned from the amount seized by the agencies. Meanwhile, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi launched the second phase of his Lok Sabha poll campaign by attacking the BJP and RSS, saying India did not get the freedom from the British, only to be colonized by the ideology of the Sangh Parivar. He said the BJP and Prime Minister Modi see only one nation, one language and one leader, and this is a fundamental misunderstanding of our country. While addressing party workers and voters in Wayanad, the MP also exuded confidence that the grand old party would come back to power both in the state and at the centre. That brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks for listening to Daily News Stores, hosted and produced by me, Vishnu Muralidharan, with technical support from IW Studios. Follow www.onmanorama.com for detailed updates on the latest news and be sure to come back tomorrow.